This week, we are talking about the Miami Dolphins victory. We can talk about a victory. The Miami Dolphins beat the New York Jets and head coach formerly of the Miami Dolphins, Adam Gase, this Sunday, and it was a victory to remember. It wasn't the Miami Miracle. It wasn't two Super Bowls back-to-back years. It wasn't a great victory on a run where the Dolphins looked like they would be the first team ever to go undefeated, but they don't. But it was a win, and the first win for Brian Flores and this coaching staff. With all that being said, with everything that was coming out about the media, especially after Monday night, especially after all the losses the Miami Dolphins have had, all the losses they've accumulated since the Miami Miracle last season, December 9th, 2018, but it does affect their draft positioning. Right now, as it currently stands of recording, the Miami Dolphins will be fourth in the NFL draft in terms of the first round, the first five picks, just behind the 1-7 Atlanta Falcons. So there is a little bit there that hurts. And now it turns into, it might not be a Tua conversation. And if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, once this team started tanking, quote unquote, from the front office point of view, trading away players like Laremy Tunsil, Kenny Stills, and of course now Kenyon Drake, who was traded to the Arizona Cardinals, it becomes something where you might not really see the team getting the number one pick with maybe two or three wins. But it's actually been where it's hard seeing this team getting the number one pick with even one win. Now, I was on the side that the Miami Dolphins needed to have one victory because I thought, even as a 21-year-old, even as someone who didn't see the undefeated season, don't you think it's embarrassing to go 0-16? And that was my thought process. I thought it's so embarrassing for the Miami Dolphins that they went 0-16. But back to the game. They played a great football game. Yes, it's the New York Jets. Yes, the Jets are just as bad as we are. But it's come to the point where Mike Gesicki was getting extremely involved, had his best game as a pro to Adam Gase, against Adam Gase's team, someone who utilized him in the complete wrong way. I mean, they had him as a blocking tight end, and it just didn't work out. It's even at Penn State, he was a vertical threat tight end. He was not a blocking tight end. Now, does his blocking get better? Yeah, but he's a vertical tight end, and you could see that down the field making huge catches. His momentum right now is really great. I'm sure that his morale is amazing as well. Then you have Preston Williams, the unicorn. He did go out. He was carted off the field. More will come to that injury, so we'll have to see what happens with Preston. Hopefully, he's not out for the season, but he's been a great addition as an undrafted free agent. He's been a great rookie wide receiver. At 6'5", frame has been awesome. And even when Rosen was in and now when Fitzpatrick's in, he's been the favorite target. And it goes all the way down. Jerome Baker has continued to play very well. Raekwon McMillan, or as a lot of us Dolphins fans like to call him, Baekwon McMillan, has been playing absolutely lights out against the run as well. The corners have seemed to get a little bit better. Nick Needham made a couple of great plays today. Jamal Wiltz had an interception as well there at the goal line, and probably one of the weirdest ends to a half that we've seen in a very long time. This Miami Dolphins defense played very well, and something that's gone under the radar, something that I don't think a lot of people have talked about, DeVante Parker has very quietly had his best year as a Miami Dolphins receiver in terms of just consistency and being reliable. He's been reliable in the hands. He had a great one-hand touchdown today, but he's been reliable when it comes to catching. He's been consistently producing. I think this is his fourth touchdown in the past five games as well. We've been getting there. Each and every week I've been saying we've been getting there. And I've been talking to you guys. I've been telling you we're going to get there. And I hope that all of you, whether you're an FIU student, whether you're listening anywhere else around the world, you understand that this team is going to be very good with this coaching staff. And once the right players are back in place, $120+ million in cap space, three first round picks, top of the second round, you're going to have great picks there. This team is loaded. And when the right people are put in place again, and you get more talent on the roster, they're going to play well and they're going to play great each and every week down the stretch next year, and I'm excited to watch it. It'll be interesting now to see what happens with the pick order. I mentioned it in the article last week, and I want to talk about it very slightly here, and I apologize for going a little bit over the little 5 minute there, Chuck, but we talk about Joe Burrow versus Tua Tagovailoa. That game happens this Saturday night. Listen, if you're a Hurricanes fan, you're a UCF fan, a Florida Gator fan, if you're anywhere in Florida, you're a fan of any team there, watch your teams play. I encourage you to watch your teams play. But that night, on Saturday night, you need to be watching LSU versus Alabama. That could be a decider of maybe the next Dolphins quarterback. But just like Bill Belichick would tell his team, we're on to Cincinnati, we're on to Indianapolis, and we're going to look at next week against the Indianapolis Colts. From me here at SFMN, it's been Kai Chen Chisholm. If you want to get more of me, go to the Pro Football Network, go to the podcast tab, and go to the Any Given Friday podcast, where you can find me alongside my two co-hosts, Eric and Corey. But it was a great win. It was a perfect win. And I'm ecstatic about it.